Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. Focusandfind.com.
Hey, it is Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, a couple of days after Thanksgiving, depending on when you are listening to us chatter about stuff to do in the Greater Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week with Jeff Pitts. He is the managing editor of City View Magazine. He knows what to do on account of he works at City View. Hey, Jeff, happy day after Thanksgiving Day.
A.K.A. Black Friday, right?
Yeah.
Still do that?
Yeah. There's a lot of people saying that they're going to go back to shopping on Black Friday because last year
store shopping,
in-store shopping and local shopping as well. You know, people are kind of into that. So anyway, me no. No.
Did you ever get involved in the land rush kind of Black Friday thing?
No.
I never did it either.
No. We have a daughter that loves it. Yeah, she just, she waits all year long for Black Friday. Yeah. And then, I mean,
cousins were like that. And I've got another friend that was like that too.
But. Yeah. And she's out there all day long. I mean, all day long.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Hardcore.
How good are the deals on, like, is it?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, but retail sales are expected to really bounce up again this year. So
is that right?
Yeah, we'll see. All right. Well, what are we doing this weekend? What do you got on your list of good stuff to do?
Well, it all begins with through Sunday. Disney on Ice presents Mickey's Search Party at Wells Fargo Arena.
Mickey's Search Party, Disney on Ice. Nice.
I would like to go to this when my kids are a little bit older.
Yeah.
Maybe now, I don't know, but there's gonna be Tinkerbell, there's gonna be Aladdin, Toy Story, Little Mermaid.
All the characters are there.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll all be there.
Yeah.
So this is Wells Fargo, Disney on Ice.
Disney on Ice. All right, very good.
We're past Thanksgiving now, so Unity Point's Festival of Trees and Lights, 'tis the season.
I've seen several posts about that. Where people are, Unity Points Festival of Lights or Trees. That's a big deal.
I think the deal is, everybody, various groups or people kind of adopt a tree, decorate the tree. This is down at the event center downtown.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then once they're all decorated, which they should be by now, everyone can come walk through. And,
yeah. I think the price of admission is a donation to this. I believe that's correct.
That could be. I don't have that down on my sheet. Yeah, but
I think
that's probably right. So
I think so.
Big fundraiser for Lank Hospital. Iowa State University, Jack Trice Field.
Yeah.
Clones are taking on TCU today.
TCU.
Yeah. It's a tough loss at Oklahoma last week.
It was.
I believe this is your last chance to see Brock Purdy at Jack Trice. So.
I believe that's correct.
So get out there. Should be. What's the weather like today? I haven't been outside yet.
The weather on Friday? Cold. I think we're supposed to hit like 43 maybe. And then, this is.
I want to say on this day, 6, 7, 8 years ago, one of my old friends called me and asked me if I wanted to go to the game, and it was apparently he couldn't find anyone else to go because it was like negative.
Oh my!
I want to say it was like negative 60 wind chill. Is that even possible?
Yeah, sure.
It was incredibly cold.
Nice.
The game. And
there's also, of course, I was playing too. What? Nebraska, I think. That's on
they play today.
Yeah,
that could be. Yeah. I just tracked the local games, so yeah, they probably do. And I think they do usually play Nebraska after Thanksgiving, so that's probably right.
Yep. All right, so ISU action. What else you got?
We have Jolly Holiday Lights.
All right.
Make-A-Wish Iowa started Jolly Holiday Lights over 25 years ago to raise money to grant Iowa children's wishes.
Yeah.
Since then, this has become their largest fundraising event and has granted or funded 1,000 wishes to date.
Really?
Yeah, these are neat stories when you see them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a neat, and I think they've moved it to Adventureland over the last several years, right?
That's right.
Yeah, yep. And it's a much better venue. And
I think that's right.
Very cool. All right. Jolly Holiday Lights. Go see them.
Small Business Weekend in Valley Junction.
Really?
Get out there and support small businesses. Yeah, this is like the antidote to the Black Friday thing. It's
sure. Support your small
business.
Black Friday
is usually generally about,
mega stores. Yeah, right.
All the big box stores, right? So this is your time to support small business all weekend in Valley Junction.
Well, we just had a story about this as well last week where local merchants are feeling good about this year.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, the whole shop local thing has kicked in. And I think people appreciate that. And of course, we say that all the time. When you do shop local, your dollars pretty much stay in the community and get recirculated, which is kind of nice. So,
I bet maybe it is a good time for local because, there is the buy local, movement. But also, so many people are shopping online that you don't get that shopping Jones.
Right.
That bricks and so when you do go, it's probably you take care of the big box store type of items online, and then but then you still need to get out there and then.
Yep, and then visit your local shops.
Yep, they're there.
Nice.
Santa's Rockin' Lights at Living History Farms. Yeah.
Santa's Rockin' Lights.
This route will feature hundreds of thousands of lights, miles of cords, tens of thousands of zip ties, all spread. The holiday cheer. Expect 100,000 attendees.
Wow.
Over the next couple months.
You know, I saw him setting up a lot of that.
Did you?
Yeah. And there's a lot of stuff going on.
Larger than life polar bears.
Yeah.
3D dinosaurs.
Wow. Nothing says Christmas like 3D dinosaurs.
That's right.
You know, I mean it just gets you all, all just jingle belly inside when you think, oh, wow, 3D dinosaurs, Christmas. Yeah, go.
It could be scary.
It could be. Could be.
You know, my little boy, he scares easy, so be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah, you turn on the vacuum, it's he just kind of breaks. So sad. Or if a sad tune comes on the radio.
Yeah. He's blubbery, huh?
Yeah, it really is something.
Poor kid. Gee, what are
on
you
the
doing?
One hand it's real cute, on the other hand it's like, oh man, come on buddy.
Toughen up, guy, come on.
Uh-huh.
I hear you.
Chelsea Handler announces she'll be at the Des Moines Civic Center Friday.
Today.
You know what? Never mind.
Never mind.
Nope. She'll be there. I don't know how this got on this list, but
anyway.
Some point in the future. Let's not worry about that.
Okay.
Martina McBride, on the other hand, will be in Ames at Stevens Auditorium Sunday night, 7 p.m., singing holiday tunes.
Martina McBride in Ames Sunday.
Last from the past.
Yeah, it is.
Pella Opera Theater is offering Davis and Friends Christmas at the Opera House, an annual holiday seasonal favorite.
What is this? Is this a group or a what?
Yeah, Davis Folkerts, I guess, will be there playing the Barton Theater organ.
Oh.
Along with vocalists and instrumentalists singing Yuletide classics.
Yuletide classics that just put into your mind 3D dinosaurs.
How do you feel about an organ?
An organ?
Yeah.
I like organs. Especially the Hammond B3 organ.
Is that the...
That is the best sounding organ. I mean, oh yeah, it's amazing. The moment you hear a chord from a Hammond B3, you know what kind of an organ that is.
I mean, is that right?
Distinctive sound. Oh yeah. Hmm. Yeah. A lot of jazz, a lot of musical groups still use it. I mean, it's old. I mean, it's been around forever.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the organ goes way back, I think.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. Organ grinder.
How about Beaverdale Books Meet the Author event with Tracy Garvis Graves. This is Tuesday, 6:30.
Beaverdale. Oh, all right. Beaverdale Books. All right. Nice.
Meet the author, get to ask questions.
And see what's going on, right? Yeah.
Yep. Again with Iowa State basketball this time, Wednesday, December 1st, to take on Arkansas.
Hate them.
Razorbacks. Wednesday Razorbacks. Night, Will Ferrell trivia at Smash Park.
Will Ferrell trivia? Really?
Yeah. How would you do?
Bad.
Me too. I haven't seen many movies. I've never seen that Elf movie. Everybody,
always. That's a big deal.
Trying to get me to see, but I just haven't done it.
Our granddaughter is named after one of the store elves in that movie, Elf.
Really?
Yeah. Her name is Jovie, J-O-V-I-E, and so too is one of the store elves in the movie Elf. So there you have it.
How about that?
Yeah.
And you haven't seen it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've seen it.
Oh, you have seen it. Okay. Boone Community Theater. Never been there, but they've got a show, Little Women, A Merry Christmas.
Little Women in Boone.
Boone Community. I bet it's good.
I bet it is.
Chris Kindle Market in Des Moines Principal Park. This is the European German inspired Christmas outdoor market. European style foods, products, and activities. Admissions free. Should be fun.
This is a friend of mine, Suzanne, puts this on. And,
is that right?
Yeah. And usually we have her on the news hour talking about it. We messed up this year and didn't do it. But yeah, I think this is like the fifth year maybe that this has been going on.
That sounds about right. Yeah. I remember when it started. So yeah, probably second or third year at Principal Park.
Yep. So. Suzanne Hull.
Okay. Thursday, Jingle in the Junction at Valley Junction.
Oh, there you go.
I think they have 100,000 plus lights going up too. It's from 5 to 9 on Thursday. And then last but not least, usually we don't get into Friday events, but because it's short notice for everyone when we talk about Friday. Anyway, next Friday, Dome After Dark at the Botanical Center.
Dome After Dark? What does that mean?
Yeah, so it's, well, you know, Botanical Garden's like a dome.
Right.
So this is Dome After Dark. Gardner's Show House illuminated with unique lighting and luminarias. Family-friendly event offers food and drink at Trellis Cafe.
Nice.
Just be a little bit different experience. Usually you go there, it's like a tropical paradise.
Right, yeah.
And sunshine, this is
an
experience.
Dome After Dark. Yeah, it sounds a little romantic at the same time.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, check it out. That's Friday, so.
Next Friday, Dome After Dark. All right, Jeff Pitts.
That's the list.
Thank you, sir, as always.
Thank you, Michael.
As Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, the managing editor of City U Magazine, talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week, as he does each and every Friday. Thanks again, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. We got to get out of here because it is nigh on the weekend is started. Some people didn't even work today, for crying out loud. Can you imagine that? Right, like you. You're not working today. What you sort of are. Sort of, yeah.
Mostly not.
Yeah, mostly not. All right, have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.